Financial Empowerment, a production of the California Society of CPAs and CalCPA Institute. I'm Bill Spaniel. According to a recent Bankrate.com survey, about 37% of Americans have a side hustle, a job they do outside their full-time work, so as to get extra income. Some have more than just one side hustle, and millennials, Americans born between 1981 and 1996, are more likely to have at least one side hustle than older generations. We talked with Larry Pond, a Redwood City CPA, about some of the financial issues, including taxes and saving for retirement, that those workers with side hustles should consider. Hello, Larry. Welcome to Financial Empowerment.
Hello, Bill.
Larry, I'd like to talk with you today about the financial issues associated with having a side hustle, which is the parlance nowadays for having a second job in addition to your regular full-time employment. Do you have clients who have side hustles?
Yes, I do, and people have been doing this for many years.
So they have. Many are freelancers or are called consultants.
Or moonlighting.
Or moonlighting, right. How should those people who have side hustles track their income and expenses?
Well, today, a lot of side hustles are a lot, it's easier to get a side hustle now that we have all these various internet platforms or computer platforms to get a gig, you know, to get a side gig. And in many cases, the payments are all handled by the middleman company, like the ride hailing or food delivery or whatever your side hustle is all about. So they pay you directly, so the actual customer doesn't pay you. So they're kind of tracking the income for you.
Mm-hmm.
But the expenses, that's your responsibility, so you should track your expenses. And in a lot of cases, the biggest expense is mileage. So you got to keep track of how much driving you're doing, because the standard mileage rate is now 54.5 cents a mile, and that can add up to be quite a bit, a big deduction.
Well, what about other people who are not driving for Uber, Lyft, or similar organizations? What about people who initiate their own work? How should they track their income and expenses?
Right. So if you're being paid directly by the customer and not through one of these intermediary type companies, then it's important for you to keep track of your income and your expenses. An easy way to go would be a separate bank account, or a lot of people get paid via these apps on your phone through your bank account and all those. A lot of times you can print a report off of that to show people paying you.
Do you think it's okay to intermingle income you'd make off a side hustle or gig with your regular income in a personal bank account?
That's a good question, Bill. It really depends on how much we're talking about. If it's very small, if it's very occasional, that's probably not that big of a deal. But if it becomes significant, well, let's say it's more than 10% of your day job's income or something like that, then I would encourage having a separate bank account and a separate credit card to keep track of those income and expenses.
Doesn't the IRS have rules to establish that a side hustle is a legitimate business and not just a hobby?
Right, and that's a very heavily audited area from the IRS, because if the hobby, what a hobby is something that really doesn't generate that much income. And in general, in a hobby, your expenses are more than your income. If you have a hobby, you cannot deduct your expenses in excess of your income, which means with a hobby, you cannot claim a loss. Now, if you have a business, if it's a legitimate business, then you can claim a loss if you have a loss in that year. But, of course, you can't have a loss forever.
So what deductions can a person take if he or she has a legitimate side business?
Well, those would be like if you're using one of these intermediary companies, you're going to get a 1099 from them. The 1099 generally reports the gross amount that they're paying you. However, they charge you fees, and there's certain charges and fees that they take out of your check, the net amount that shows into your bank account. So it's really important for you to print that statement at the end of the year to make sure you are deducting all those fees, because they're taking it right off the top, and so you don't overpay your taxes. But also, driving is a big portion of it, so you can either keep track of your actual auto expenses, or you can use the cents per mile that the IRS allows. That works out really well. If you pay for parking, pay for tolls, nowadays, a lot of times we use these transponders and we get a statement from the bridge toll companies, so that's an easy way of tracking it. If we use your credit card strictly for the business, most credit cards have a nice year-end statement now. You can use that to differentiate which is your personal expenses versus your business expenses.
If you are driving for Uber, Lyft, or a similar company, can you deduct meal expenses?
Oh, that's a good question. There's been some changes to that with the new tax law in terms of what meals can be deducted, what meals cannot be deducted. Generally, if I'm just a driver, just driving around, working during the day, those meals are generally not deductible. But the type of meals that are deductible would be if I'm having a business meeting, a business meal with someone, could be a customer, could be a colleague, where business discussions are made. Those meals are deductible. If I have to go out of town for a business trip, those meals are deductible. But for my day-to-day lunch, dinner, that's not going to be deductible in general.
How often does a person who has a side hustle have to pay state and federal income taxes?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. So this is why tax planning is so important when you have a side hustle. And I've seen people with some significant amounts of income from their side hustle. And so there are ways you can pay for the taxes. So there's what's called estimated taxes, and those are paid on a quarterly basis. That's mm-hmm. April 15th, June 15th, September 15th, and January 15th. And the amount to pay to avoid a penalty is generally the same as last year's tax liability or 90% of this year's tax liability, whichever is less. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have a day job, you have withholding taken out of your paycheck. You can adjust your withholding if you wanted to increase the amount being withheld from your paycheck to cover the taxes that's caused by the side hustle. Mm-hmm. Or you can make estimated payments. So there's some careful calculations that need to be made to figure out what should be paid. Because mm-hmm. if you are underpaid, if you pay less than 100% of last year or 90% this year, whichever is less, if you pay less, you incur what's called an underpayment of estimated tax penalty. If you typically get refunds on your tax returns, you're generally overpaid, so therefore there's no underpayment of estimated tax penalty. Mm-hmm. So it's when you come short.
And how does having a side hustle affect Social Security, Medicare, and SDI deductions on your regular paycheck, as well as paying the employer amount of Social Security?
Right. So this is reported on your Schedule C in general. So it's reported on your Schedule C. And when you report income on the Schedule C, you file a Form SE. That's the self-employment tax. The self-employment tax is 15.3% of your self-employed income. Now, if you exceed the FICA limit, the limit that they collect Social Security tax on, then you don't need to pay the Social Security portion. The Medicare continues no matter what your income is. There's no upper limit on that. And that's another 2.6%, I think, something like that. But it has no effect on the SDI. SDI is only for your W-2 income, your employee income.
Mm-hmm. If you have a side hustle, do you need to charge sales tax? And if so, how do you determine what to charge?
So sales tax is for sales of tangible property. So if I'm selling a product, if I'm selling you a widget and you're the consumer, then if that's part of my business, I have to charge you a sales tax. Mm-hmm. But if I'm providing services to you, you're hiring me to assemble your IKEA furniture, for example. Well, that's a service, and under current law, there's no tax on that service. So there's no sales tax on that. So it depends on what's being sold. If I'm selling services, under the current law, there's no tax on that. If I'm selling you a product, then of course I need to collect sales tax.
And if you're charging sales tax because you are selling a product, to whom do you send those taxes and how often?
Right. That's a good question. So many people do have some side gigs where they are selling product. Some well-known companies are like selling soap or makeup and vitamins and those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. So in a lot of cases, the company that you're selling for might take care of all that for you. So they'll take care of filing the sales tax returns and taking care of the compliance with that. But not everyone does that. So mm-hmm. if you're making products on your own, let's say you have woodworking as a hobby, and you're really good at it, and you find out people like to buy your stuff. So then you'll have to register with the state to get a sales tax number and then collect the sales tax. And the sales tax amount is dependent upon where you're selling, where you're located. So there's some extra record keeping you'll need to do. And then you need to follow the rules on how to file the sales taxes and when to remit them and all those rules we got to be aware of.
Do I need a business license if I have a side hustle?
The business license is something that's issued by the city you're located in.
Mm-hmm.
So those rules vary from city to city. Some cities require it. Some cities don't. Some have thresholds. So it's going to really depend upon the city that you're located in. And you'll find that information out either on the city website under a tab that says business licenses, or you can go to City Hall.
Okay. How might you factor in income from your side hustle or second job into your retirement funds, such as 401ks and IRAs?
So that's one way of reducing the tax liability on your side hustle. So that can give you an opportunity to add to your retirement plan. So let's say you have a day job and you're contributing to a 401k there, but in addition to that, you can also put money into a SEP IRA, SCP, that stands for Simplified Employee Pension, and
mm-hmm.
that's generally around 20% of your self-employed income that you can add to your retirement plan. There's many kinds of retirement plans. An analysis needs to be made to see which one's appropriate for you. Would you qualify for a deductible IRA? How about a Roth IRA? How about a SEP IRA or a simple IRA? A solo 401k plan? A defined benefit plan? So there's lots of plans to review here. And that's beyond the scope of this discussion, but that could be another podcast.
Thank you, Larry, for talking to us about this. Do you have anything else to add?
I think what's important is planning and staying on topic, because the mistake I see most people make with their side hustles is that they're not claiming the deductions they're entitled to, either
mm-hmm.
through poor record keeping or no record keeping. So I think that's the most important thing. I think the concern I have is most people are overpaying their taxes, and none of us like to overpay your taxes.
If you have a side hustle, we hope you found Larry Pond's advice pertinent. We appreciate your listening to CalCPA's Financial Empowerment Program, which was produced in September 2018. If you would like to comment about our show, have a question for a CPA, or would like to suggest topics for future programs, write us at financialempowerment@calcpa.org or simply visit www.calcpa.org. You can search there for a California CPA who can help you save on taxes, better manage your investments, or budget for those rainy days even sunny California sometimes has. Just click on the Find a CPA link. This is Bill Spaniel, and you've been listening to Edition 211 of Financial Empowerment, a production of the California Society of CPAs and CalCPA Institute.